Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At GabRadioNetwork.com. That's sales at GabRadioNetwork.com.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
Yeah, bring us back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie. David is an intellectual property attorney with the firm of Gallagher & Dossie, invention-protection.com. I encourage you to check them out, and you will enjoy working with David, because I know that because not only has he been a member of my Brain Trust now for, about 13 years. He's, in fact, hey, David, this is your 13th anniversary. How about that?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for 13 great years. I forgot about that. And he's been my intellectual property attorney for just about that whole time. And I love working with him. Hey, David, let's talk about, we're talking about intellectual property strategy, folks, your strategy, and the fact that you can actually make money with it, not just licensing, but I mean the operation of your business. If you have intellectual property, programs, policies, practices, whatever it may be, that customers know that you own that brand. It's a registered trademark or whatever, service mark or trademark registration. When people see that, they're going to pay you more money than would somebody else. It tells them professionalism. It tells them commitment, and a lot of people want to be part of that. So let's talk now, David, about practicing our strategy.
Okay. There are, in the past 10 to 15 years, there have been kind of two key books on IP strategy, and I want to give these to the listeners because there are probably skeptics out there that this doesn't apply to their company, and I would just say spend $20 to get used copies of these two books. They're easy reads. Well, at least one of them is a really easy, enjoyable read. And you will, I suspect, better than 50% of you will be convinced after reading them that this is key, and you'll appreciate how key it is to your business. The first one is called Rembrandt in the Attic, and that is
I've heard
concept,
about that one for
obviously,
a long time.
Okay, that you've got valuable intellectual property that is valuable to someone, and you're not using it. And the second book is called The Invisible Edge, Taking Your Strategy to the Next Level Using Intellectual Property. And that second book, The Invisible Edge, is the one that introduced this concept of the OODA loop to intellectual property strategy. Hmm. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but this is it's a strategy development theory developed by a military strategist who was a pilot. And it's how you adjust your strategy to an ever-changing situation, like flying a plane.
Right.
And
right.
So OODA is an acronym for Observe, Orient, Decide, and Act. And, you know, when I first started reading this, I thought this was just buzzwords and hoopla. But the further I read and the more I read his description of each of these stages, I thought, you know, this is onto something. This is a good way to develop a strategy and keep updating it. And it's easy to develop an IP strategy when you're in an industry where intellectual property is so critical that you have to have it. But if you're in an industry where you don't feel that it is that critical, if you're the one with that strategy, mm-hmm. you are so much farther ahead of your competitors that's where you can really make the money.
Just like you know what they say, folks, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. In
exactly.
the small business that says thank you to customers is the king among businesses that don't say thank you. A small business with an intellectual property strategy can be the king in a sea of people who don't pay attention to these things.
Exactly. And it's made myself even this thought of strategy and changing and such. I will often find myself reading something and think, how does that apply to me? And think about the OODA loop and observe, orient, decide, and act. But just thinking about that and read these books, it will so help you in develop, helping flesh out your not only your corporate strategy, but then your IP strategy as well.
Well, and the one of the things, I can just imagine this pilot coming up with that. In aviation, we have something called a scan, where you're scanning your gauges, you're scanning the environment, you're scanning the horizon, you're scanning the weather all around you. And I could see him doing that, all four of these things, you know, every 5 seconds.
Right.
And if you scan your business and with this OODA loop he's talking about, then you'll pick up new opportunities. If you scan it with intellectual property in mind, as you look at your business, you'll see some of these things. So that's a good one. OODA loop, and that's in the Invisible Edge book, right?
Yes.
Hey, David, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. I'd be honored to.
David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when David joined us. Don't forget, dimension-protection.com, Gallagher and Dossie, that's his firm. I got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.